And thank you for joining us this morning. My name is Peter Apathy. I'm in here with a couple of very special guests from the Ocean Wave Quilters Guild. Good morning. We have Annette Blankenship and Megan Pasternak. They're here to talk a little bit about an event coming up in a few days.
Hi, Peter.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for coming in today. This is, you know, it's such a nice day outside, and it's just, we're going to talk about quilts today. And when I think about quilts, I think about, you know, bright colors and, yeah, I guess I don't think about things that...
Little tiny ones,
like the little flowers that are coming up,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Nice. So again, thank you so much for coming in. You folks have an event that you'd like to talk about. It's an auction, but I guess before we get into too many of the details, I just want to find out a little bit more about what you are working on. Not organizationally, but you must be making something, or maybe making something for this auction that's coming up on tomorrow. Are you making anything? Are you done, or are you still working on it?
I'm finished with mine.
Megan's finished.
Well, I'm not finished with mine, actually. So
you know, Annette, I can completely relate with you. Megan, not so much. I'm not always.
I moved on to wearable art, which isn't finished.
so let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Right.
Lots of pieces. Now, but speaking of that, is this part of Arty Gras, considered part of Arty Gras, this event that you have?
No, but it sure could be, because quilts are art.
Oh, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Okay. Maybe we should consider that next year.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that for sure, because it falls during this same week.
Right.
Of course, mm-hmm. And yeah.
Okay, so this is coming up tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. You have an auction. So, Annette, I'm going to ask you, you're the chair of this shindig. I'd like to hear a little bit more about what you have planned for tomorrow night.
Well, it's our 17th annual scholarship auction, and it's our one big money-raising event of the year, where we raise money to give in scholarship. And we, being quilters, we came up with this idea to make miniatures, smaller quilts. And so that's what primarily is featured at this auction, are miniature quilts. But we've also brought in other things to auction. We have some larger quilts, and we have a variety of sewing-related items. But...
What does that mean, a sewing-related item? Now, you're talking to somebody that, you know, I have to confess.
You're around sewing.
I am around sewing, and I have to confess that I do have all the fabric for a quilt that, you know, I think, right, every quilter has that, right? There's some box tucked away somewhere. Well, I have one as well that I think I bought all the stuff. Well, let's just say it's been over 2 decades, and it's just been sitting there.
Hmm. Well, so maybe we should auction off somebody to finish it.
No, we should get him to... Oh, there you go. We could get him.
Do I have time to finish it before tomorrow?
Yes.
Speed sewing.
I don't think so. So sewing, yeah, tell me. Sewing-related
related items, of course, fabric. Different kinds of fabric of all kinds. Mm-hmm. If you check out the window down at Abby's Reflection, you'll see some of the sewing-related items. There's everything from... some little children's toy sewing machines that are quite cute and vintagey. There are old wooden spools that you can't get very easily anymore. Let's see. There's some little kits, I believe, down there.
A crazy quilt kit.
What else is there? There's a lamp made out of that has old wooden spools in the base of it.
Hmm.
So a little bit of everything. There might be books.
A quilt top to finish.
Uh-huh.
Is there?
Okay.
And a lot of times we'll have a stack of blocks. Like I've bought a couple times that, you know, somebody made the blocks and they just got tired of the project and donated them to the, So I don't think we have any. I don't know. You never know, because members bring things at the last minute. So we don't know what's going to show up, too.
Nice. Yeah. So you don't know exactly what's going to show up, but you must have a pretty good idea about how many miniatures are you planning on auctioning, or certainly hoping to auction
well,
off tomorrow
night. Well, for miniatures, I have about 20 right now, and there would be probably a few more tomorrow night show up.
Mm-hmm.
So somewhere around 20 to 25, I would say, for miniatures.
Mm-hmm.
For larger quilt tops, right now I have, I have about 4 or 5 larger quilt tops right now.
Hmm.
So
you've seen, except of course for the ones that haven't shown up yet, you know, can you describe a couple of them? Are there some that are that are your favorites, some that, that have to do with this nice weather we're having, some that...
Let's see. There's so many of them. There's one that says, that's by Sarah Jordan, that says she was a nice girl until she took up quilting. There's that one.
I'm trying to imagine that one, but go on.
Let me see. What else do we have?
Modern ones and vintage, or traditional patterns. A little house one. You're doing a little house one?
I'm doing a little miniature house one with trees.
How about colors? Any color jump out at you right now when you think about
it?
I'm really putting you on the spot.
Purple and orange. That's the one I did.
There's every color imaginable. Yeah. Any color palette you might like. They're there.
And art does not have to match your couch.
Let's see. There's one with light featuring lighthouses. There's some more.
Any traditional ones?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there are.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of like drawing a little bit of a blank. There's like a log cabin one, I think. And there's a pinwheel. There's a couple of pinwheel ones.
The two made from the mini block exchange, and they're totally different. You give two people the same things, and they don't even look like they came from the same things. And some older vintage quilts, too. 4, 5?
Of the larger ones. Yeah, ones, and about 3 of those are like old hand-pieced, hand-quilted ones that are actually in beautiful shape.
Boy, it sounds great. It sounds like absolutely something for everyone, whether you're a modernist or a traditionalist, depending on any color that you like. And there's certainly sounds like plenty to go around.
I have my eye on a few I'd like to buy and give as gifts, perhaps, this year.
That's a good idea.
That I have in mind.
You cannot start your holiday shopping too early now, can you?
Yes.
Never.
Never. So tell me about this event. Then tomorrow night, you're having this auction. And what... Please tell me where and when people should go.
It's actually, there are 3 auctions that take place. One is a silent, limited number of bids, 10 bids per the mini. Mm-hmm. And that's timed. What do we have, 10 minutes?
Uh-huh. 10 bids in 10 minutes are allowed.
And it's secret as far as knowing how much the quilt sells for. They range from 35 to 85 or so.
Well, last
average.
Year, year it was, they ranged from about $30 to $200 for a mini quilt is what they ended up selling for.
I'm getting my holiday shopping ideas now and price range.
And
thank
then
you.
There's a silent auction going on the entire time of all kinds of things. And then we have an outcry auction portion too, which is really fun.
An outcry auction.
You start the bid at 50 cents or whatever the item is and go from there.
Okay. Who's your auctioneer?
Sky's the limit. That's me.
That was Megan. So true confession time. I'm sure you'll do very well.
I used to
just
be the Vanna and talk it up, but they promoted me last year. I guess it's a promotion.
So let's talk a little bit about where the money is going from the proceeds from this auction.
Okay. Well, it's our 17th annual, and so we raise money to give scholarships to high school students. We've been giving one to Sitka High, Pacific High, and then one to Mount Edgecombe for about 17 years now, and then we also donate to the Fine Arts Camp as well for scholarships.
Super.
So about $2,000 a year we've been raising for 17 years. So over $30,000 we've given to kids. And last year raised about $3,000 at our auction. All in about an hour. It's not very long. About an hour and a half. Hour and 15 minutes.
Of course, there's a lot more time involved in making the items. But everybody knows about that.
And it's at UAS this year. Last year it was at Centennial. But... the Board of Fish overlapped, so we moved to UAS, and it's upstairs, but there's an elevator, so they shouldn't have any issues.
So it's an easy way
there.
To carry all the things you buy back down the elevator.
And we'll help you carry it to your car.
Well, super.
Or however you got over
it's
there.
Value-added service. So that's all we have for today. Thank you so much for coming in today.
You,
we have
Peter.
Megan Pasternak and Annette Blankenship have
Thanks
been
so
in the studio with us. They're talking about an upcoming auction. It's tomorrow night. miniatures, 7
refreshments.
O'clock, UAS, refreshments, someone to help carry
invited.
What you buy.
Yep.
Super. So thanks so much. If you have any questions, you can call Annette. Her number is 747-6739. Again, hope to see you all tomorrow night at the Ocean Wave Quilt Guild Auction.
See
thanks
you there,
so much.
Peter.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.